Okay, Tiffany, you're from Leicester, and instantly your first point of call here has to be the Leicester Tigers.
Yeah, obviously I recognise the Leicester Tigers. What are you doing today?
Well, we've got to celebrate the opening of the A46, which means it's only an hour down the road from Lincoln. We've brought all our games along to join the kids up to the Junior Tigers Club. We've brought the LV Trophy, which we won last year, so you can have your picture taken with that, with a special Leicester Tigers background. Kids can come and have a go with our coaches. And we've also brought our retail unit for the first time ever to the Lincolnshire Show.
We are, of course, speaking to the legend that is
Chris Rose.
Chris, good to connect with you. Now, Hannah, you said even though you're from Gloucester, your brother is a huge Leicester Tigers fan. Is this true?
Yes, this is true. Every time he goes to the Gloucester Rugby Stadium, he's stood in the shed, which is kind of like the Gloucester supporters area, in his Leicester Tigers shirt, which
is insane.
Doesn't go down too well, actually.
I think that's a duty above and beyond the cause, Chris.
Well, it's funny, we tend to find Tigers shirts everywhere, wherever we look. I saw a game between Mexico and Jamaica the other day, and there was a Tigers shirt in the background there, so they seem to get everywhere, and rugby fans seem to take that kind of thing very well.
We're very keen in obviously covering our location reports for Southside Broadcasting and the midweek drive for Siren FM in terms of fitness is always crucial. I mean, this is a great way of actually having fun and enjoying the thing and keeping fit as well.
Well, it is. I'm not a great example of that, but we've got lots of other fit people here. Actually, on the Countryside Ring, I think it's 12:30, we've got a fitness demonstration. So we go through the fact that the kind of routine that we've got set up, it mimics what we do with the players. So it's crash bags, it's getting up and down and those kind of things, and we tend to find that kids really enjoy rugby because they like a bit of contact.
Crash bang, I gather, is the way you actually like to operate your sort of usual routine, Tiffany. Is this sort of part and parcel of the whole thing?
Yeah.
There we are. Hannah?
Both my little brothers play rugby, or they have played rugby like most of their lives, and I was just wondering what kind of tips would you give to someone who's first starting playing rugby, like when they're quite young?
Just enjoy it. You know, we believe that sports is fun, first of all. So if you're having fun, you'll improve. And get yourself to a good club. There's loads of great rugby clubs in this area. Get yourself to a club, play some tag rugby, and most of all, have fun.
Obviously, Hope Powell's done wonders for the women's soccer scenario there for our North American listeners. That's football. But in terms of women's rugby, a growing area?
Yes, it is. There isn't actually a Premier League women's rugby team in Leicestershire, but of course we do have the two universities. We have the varsity match, and it can get quite tasty between them, shall we say. So they really get stuck in, and it's growing all the time. We tend to find there's more and more players around and about, yes.
So, Hannah, I know you're a keen rugby fan. Have you ever actually taken up the sport yourself?
No, I haven't, actually. I've played a bit with my brothers, but I've never done it kind of as part of a team.
So I'm thinking here, Chris, I mean, what sort of basic sort of things would we instruct both Hannah and Tiffany to actually do? Because clearly her first location report, Hannah was involved with jiu-jitsu. We're following that whole thing through with Yoga Knots. You know, she's our action girl. What would you advise?
Well, as it happens, jiu-jitsu's got great elements for rugby, all the crouch and body positions, so you can't get pushed off the ball, so that's brilliant. But we always start with touch rugby, which just involves avoiding people, so it's really a big game of it, or tag. And to be honest, that's the first way to do it, because it gets you into the kind of directions of getting away from people and just enjoying it, to be honest.
See where we're going here, Hannah. You will be sort of representing England in rugby before too long.
Oh, yes, of course. No, I have played tag rugby before. It's really good fun. I would recommend it to anyone who's listening, actually, because it's great just for, like, getting your fitness up, because you're running around all the time.
Tiffany, you must feel very proud coming from Leicestershire to see the Leicester Tigers here at the Lincolnshire Show.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, with joy. Chris, it's been fabulous touching base with a good self. Web address, if people actually want to get hold of the Leicester Tigers merchandise, all sorts of other goodies, etc., season tickets and so on?
LeicesterTigers.com.
So, clearly we've just found a couple of dogs who aren't Leicester Tigers fans that clearly thought, you've been doing an interview with Leicester Tigers, just go away, etc. No, we are at that wonderful place, which is the Kennel Club, and we're speaking to a delightful individual whose name is?
Susan Sampson. I'm the roadshow manager for the Kennel Club.
Susan, you've got a fantastic location here, right in the heart of the countryside area for the Lincolnshire Show. A sensational stand, obviously going for Best Stand Award here at the show, which is always wonderful, that. Tell us a little bit about the Kennel Club as a phenomenon in itself, which obviously it's at the heart of Crufts.
Well, you probably know about the Kennel Club. A a lot is known about the Kennel Club, but we're here to meet the general public and also to inform them of lots of the work that we do both at shows and off the shows. And we have a fantastic relationship with the Lincolnshire Showground, the Lincolnshire Show organisers, who are very supportive of us. And we're organising actually here this year a Scruffs event, which is for
me then, I presume.
Yes, you could enter.
Yeah, thank you. I knew you, Susan.
You stand a very good chance, I have to say. Yeah. We're here to have a heat to find the nationwide's scruffiest crossbreed, and it's a great event for us because, of course, Crufts is for purebred dogs, but we're able to have fun with the Crufts logo and make it into a Scruffs logo to find a crossbreed dog. So this is why we're here.
Sounds good, Hannah.
What other events can we look forward to in the dog's ring here?
Right, well, we've got some displays going on. We're actually doing part displays and part audience participation because I think that's what it's all about. We don't want to be, you know, sort of having the best of the best. We want to have people here that have the chance to organise agility, have a go agility and things like that, and displays and obedience, so that people that are visiting the show can actually take part themselves. So anyone's welcome to come with their dog and have a go in this ring of ours.
A source of great amusement when we were covering the Bramham horse trials, and Hannah saw this sign for dog agility. She said, "But surely dogs are agile as a matter of course." And I know you have a big issue about this, don't you, Hannah?
Yeah, I don't understand kind of like making dogs do tricks and stuff. I think I prefer it when it's just a dog having fun.
That's what agility is all about, really. It gets to a high peak with top focus agility, but that's exactly what we're trying to do here, to promote having fun with your dog. And it's the fastest growing pastime with dogs, which is actually fantastic because it keeps you, the owner, fit and the dog fit. And they do like having fun, and that's what agility is all about, basically.
Definitely.
Do you think there's an agility standard for all the dogs? For all pets and owners?
Yes, there's an agility standard, and that is a dog that wants to run and an owner that has a very nice relationship with their dog, because no dog will do anything that they don't want to do. That's a fact. There's a little bit of treats involved, I would imagine, in pockets, but that helps a little bit. But then that's true with children, I think, as well. So I don't think there's anything untoward.
Susan, I'm not sure that we might have done a phone link with you a few years ago with respect to the Kennel Club. It seems to sort of dim in the dim and distant past from that point of view. But in terms of obviously the season of shows that we're actually in here, where does the Kennel Club take its displays from here?
Well, we're at 10 championship shows because, of course, we have to support. We don't have to support. We love to support championship shows and confirmation shows. But we're going to be at the CLA Game Fair, the next big event that we're going to be doing this year. Sadly, let's just hope the weather holds, because this year we're having a few problems with some events being cancelled. But thankfully, the sun is shining here at Lincolnshire.
I think we've got the rain tomorrow, but that's just for a variety of reasons, as we said. You mentioned the CLA Game Fair. It's going to be quite an interesting time there, to Hannah, because we've got the Jive Pony people with equine gymnastics and of course, the Kennel Club as well.
Yes, we have. It's going to be a really good show, I think. But obviously, Lincolnshire show, I think we'll have to wait and see.
Precisely. Beaver Castle is the location of the CLA Game Fair this year, so it's also in the Lincolnshire Zone, etc. And the web address, Sue, for the Kennel Club is?
www.thekennelclub.org.uk.
Well, great excitement, because Tiffany and Hannah have seen the sign for racing pigs. Yay! And we're actually in the Woodside Wildlife and Falconry Park with, of course, the fantastic individual whose name is?
Neil Mumby.
Neil, good to connect with you. I think we might have spoken about 2 or 3 years ago when last we saw these phenomena that are the racing pigs. Just, again, wondrous how you actually put all these things together.
They're amazing. We do the racing pigs every day at home, so lots of school children, lots of people see them all the time. So they love it. They absolutely adore it. And the more people, the better. So anyone that comes to see the racing pigs, give them a big cheer and they'll adore it.
Gloucestershire, old spots, all those scenarios, etc. I mean, I can tell, Hannah, you're thinking back to Newark and Notts and how you like to support your own Gloucester breed.
Yes, I do, but I don't think these are Gloucester old spots. I think, are they Tamworths?
No, they're saddlebacks.
Ah, saddlebacks, yeah.
No, because they look as though they've got a saddle on the literally on their back,
yeah.
Is that right?
That's right, yeah. They've got a pink saddle. They're a black pig, really, with a pink saddle. We put saddles on them, and we put little jockeys on them, so they have a double saddle, really.
Splendid.
We can see you've got some kind of birds of prey here as well. Are you going to be flying them and doing displays with them later on as well?
We've got two falconry displays each day, so we've got a mixture of eagles, owls, hawks, falcons, and we're going to try and make it as interactive as we can with children coming into the ring to help fly the birds. So hopefully it'll be a bit of fun for everybody.
Tiffany.
Where are you going to race the pigs today?
We're going to race the pigs and fly the birds in the countryside arena straight in front of the stand where we are now.
I'm glad you mentioned that. If you'd said something like, we're going off to a Southern race course, it would be most embarrassing, really.
Of course, yes.
What time is that?
She's a precision expert, yes. Is Tiffany, really?
I believe we're flying the birds at 10:30 and 3:30, and we're racing the pigs at 11:30 and 4:30.
Previous years, when we've taken our time around the countryside area, it's a wonderful oasis of calm, because obviously you've got all of the livestock, all the agricultural machinery, all of the retail therapy areas around the whole zone, etc. This is, I always think, a magical part of the Lincolnshire show.
I think so, and they've moved it around a little bit this year, so we've moved the stand where everybody sits, and that's allowed them to put more different things around the ring. So there's the ferret guys around the ring, and the people doing the wood turning and the seating people. So there's lots and lots of things around the ring, and it is actually a wonderful place to come and visit.
A web address for the Woodside Wildlife and Falconry Park
would be www.woodsidefalconry.com, and we've got a special offer on at the minute for everyone visiting the Lincolnshire show. If you like us on the Facebook page, you'll get a free family ticket.
Oh, I mean, Hannah, are you going to be liking the team as our official tweeter?
Yes, of course I will be. Do you have a Twitter page as well, or is it just the official website at the moment?
At the minute, I'm a bit old and a bit new to all this technology, and I haven't got into tweeting. We've only just managed to get into Facebook.
Although, strangely, you know, one feels with respect to falconry, tweets... There's a synchronicity there, isn't there, really, Chris?
Well, maybe, but...
the bird's on the case.
It's not quite got to me yet.
Excellent, a genuine delight, and hopefully I think we mentioned this before, but it would be good to actually come and do a little location report with you sometime in the not too distant future.
Yeah, no problem at all, whenever you like.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive on location in association with PharmaNor Nutritional Supplements and Ather & Co. We're at the 2012 Lincolnshire Show. Hannah, we're about to leave Tiffany because we just thought we can't stand working with her any longer.
Of course it's not that, Alex. Tiffany's about to start her press stewarding.
It was the pressure exciting. By which she was sort of asking the people in the countryside, think, what time are you on? When? What time? When? Tell me now.
I need to know these things, Alex.
Quite rightly so. Tiffany, have you enjoyed your first little experience with a little promenade, audio promenade?
Yes, I've enjoyed this very much. It's really nice today.
You're also going to keep a weather eye out for possibly Lou Bevan, should he actually arrive. We don't know at this stage, no sign of Lou at this particular stage. And then you let us know and we'll make our journey back to the press area. Yeah. So Hannah, where do you suggest we should actually make for now?
I think we should go and see the ladies and pigs in the food tent.